got these beautiful clear glass-like pillars, and right next to it, this really delicate, look how thin that filament is there.
As the cave team explore deeper, each chamber reveals ice crystals more strange and spectacular than the last. No one on the team imagined a single Antarctic mountain could house so many wonders. Down at the foot of Mount Erebus, a third crew, the dive team, planned to explore the volcano's lower slopes, which extend beneath the frozen sea. On board is underwater cameraman Hugh Miller.
The problem is we don't actually know what's under the ice here, so who knows? It's a bit of an adventure.
Old-fashioned tools still work best. First, a hand chisel to create an opening, then a saw to widen the hole. Ice diving in the coldest waters on the planet should be taken extremely seriously.
This dive's going to be a lot of things. Warm is not on that list.
Insulated suits will keep them alive under the ice for only 60 minutes. Once the helicopter departs, there's no margin for error. The dive team begin to explore the lower slopes of Erebus, discovering a hidden world rarely seen by humans. Patrolling the icy shores of the volcano are killer whales, the most southerly in the world. Tracking them from above is the orca team. They need a helicopter to get ahead of the whales and to land them on the fragile sea ice. Cameraman Jamie McPherson must pick his spot carefully. His aim is to get the cameras as close to the killer whales as possible without disturbing them. He uses a film camera to capture the action in slow motion. And the orcas come right by him. Even in the extreme cold, a film camera proves to be rugged and reliable, provided there's enough film in the camera.